Say what?
Was that recording? That's a new liner. You're listening to JV Joe. Lucy Goosey's my middle name.
All right, it's Around the Mic. I'm Heather DeLuca. Welcome. It's been a hot minute. I've got with me JV Joe, our afternoon guy, two to seven weekdays on Sojo. And Ashley, our digital managing editor, is here, always up for a fun and quirky conversation. How do you sleep at night? Do you have any covers on during the summer at all?
I have one thin cover and I have a fan just blasting
on you. Yeah. So you like it nice and cold.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm completely the opposite. I'm all on my own here, right? I'm unique. I sleep with a heated mattress pad 365 days a year.
So like in the dead of July, yep. When it's 90 degrees out.
And long pants, and I'll explain why in a minute, but like furry socks 365 days a year.
I'm sweating just thinking of it.
Yeah. I have my down comforter. Then on top of that, I have a sweatshirt blanket. And then on top of that, I have one of those fuzzy, furry ones, and I sleep like that 365 days a year, no matter the temperature. My husband wants to kill me.
Heather, no wonder you're thin. You sweat everything out at the end of the night.
Darling, thank you.
Jeez Louise. Oh, it's the DeLuca method.
Detoxing while I sleep. I don't like my bare knees to touch.
Man, the list of the weirdness just keeps getting longer and longer when it comes to you.
It wouldn't be the first time I've heard that. Yeah, I don't like my knees to touch. It's the weirdest feeling for me, I guess because I'm a little knobby. Like, my knees, like, touch. I don't like my bare knees to touch, so I have to sleep in either sweatpants or, like, long pants every night. Like, I can't.
Just put Band-Aids on.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine her going to bed ritual? It just takes, like,
oh, my God, I should get, like, knee pads. And... But the pillow will slip, and I could have an accident. Like, sometimes I'll... sometimes I will get a little, like, I guess I'll tossy-turny in my sleep, and, like, the one pant leg will come up, and I'll feel it, and I'm like, no. My knee's exposed.
Whenever I go to bed, I'll have like a t-shirt on or like shorts and I'll have a pillow between my legs. And somehow, some way, when I wake up in the morning, my t-shirt is like completely like pulled up. My shorts are shifted all around me. My pillow between my legs is somehow either by my chest or on the floor or just like balled up on the other side of the bed. And I'm always, like, trying, and my sheets, too, are always, like, burritoed under me. So I always have to, like, pull and, like, fix things because I'm a side sleeper. But then I also have, like, a body pillow that.
You do?
Yeah, I have a body pillow that I lay down.
I need one because, like, I'm a hugger, but then I like to, like, roll away.
It's the greatest. Oh, my God. It's the greatest thing. And it's long enough where, like, I can keep rolling. It's great.
But I have to have one pillow behind my head.
Behind.
Only one because. Otherwise, I wake up in the morning, my neck hurts.
I used to sleep with like three stacked.
Me too.
And then I realized I was buying Swedish pillows. I'll bleep that out. I went and bought a better pillow, and then I realized, I think I was somewhere like at a hotel or something, and the pillow that they had was so good, I only needed one, and then it like completely converted me.
Hotel pillows, something about them, they're just so much better than it where
depends.
They get them, and I just, my mom one time stole a couple of pillows from a hotel room because they were that good.
Now they charge you.
They didn't.
Back in the day,
between my mother and my father, we had a whole bathroom set. My mom would take the pillows, my dad would take the towels. He would call, oh yeah, and we need some extra towels. Okay, all right, we'll give you towels.
He'd be like, Mom's go like, right into the
bag. Going right into the bag. He goes, yep, we got towels for the house. And I'm going, oh my God.
So good.
Oh yeah.
The hotel
collection. And my brother collected cups.
Oh gosh. Would you ever have those pillows though, sometimes at a hotel where your head just feels like it goes right through? It's just like a hole and just goes right through.
And you see the sides of the pillow just fall off.
But I sleep with one pillow and then one pillow on my head, on my face.
So you suffocate yourself.
Yeah, basically. I don't want to see or hear.
What?
It just muffles the sound.
So bizarre. But then he has a fan directly on his face, but he has a pillow over his face.
How the hell do you breathe?
Does he use the fan more for sound?
I think so.
Okay. Can I tell you guys something? I've developed a really bad morning habit. Really, really, really super bad involving sleeping.
Worse than taping your knees so that they don't touch?
Oh, yeah. This is really, really bad. This is super deceitful. So my husband will come and wake me up in the morning, and I hate it. I hate being woken up in the morning. I literally hate it. Some days, but then like days like the royal wedding, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, Megan's getting married today. Time to get up. So what I'll do is I will take two towels from the bathroom closet and I'll go with my bathrobe and I'll go into the bathroom and I'll immediately run the shower water and then I'll go to sleep on the tile floor. I'll set my alarm for like 10 minutes and I will go back to sleep on the floor in the bathroom. What? Sean's like, you've been taking really long showers these days. And I'm like, whatever. I pay the water bill. It's fine.
That is, I'm going to start doing that from now on.
Oh my God.
That's great.
I used to take my towel, and we all had our own individual hook. So I knew my towel had to be wet for my mom to believe that I took a shower. So I would take the towel and wipe the inside
of the shower?
The shower after it was done running.
Oh my God. That's genius. Oh, thank
you. So deceitful, you
two. Oh, my God. Speaking of, I would like to get to the point of this podcast today, which is the topic that I want to bring up to you. How well do you remember your dreams when you wake up in the morning? Do you guys dream very vividly or?
Sometimes. It depends on, like, what the dream is, what I did the night before. And
sometimes it's so vivid that I wake up and I think that it actually happened.
Yeah.
That happened today with me. I had a dream, and I don't know. Maybe you didn't tell me. I don't know. I had a dream that you told me to voice track because you needed to leave early or something. I don't know. And I was just like, I woke up this morning. I was like, wait a minute. Did that really happen? I was like, I don't think she ever said anything about leaving early. I was like, I don't want to sound like an idiot now. I was like,
but she's already dreaming about work demands. He's only been here a month.
That's crap. Great. And then also, we'll get on this too if you want, but recurring dreams scare me.
Do you guys have recurring dreams?
Yes. I have one recurring dream that I had. I've only had it twice. One when I was 9, and then when I had it when I was 20.
That's really weird that you would remember it from 9 vividly enough that when you had it again later on. The mind, like the subconscious, is such a crazy, crazy thing to me. I just think it's weird that you can have literal conversations like you're watching a movie in your brain with other people, but you're asleep and your mouth isn't moving.
Yes.
It's creepy.
Or you wake up and you're like, you have been screaming and or crying and your face is wet.
I've had dreams where my husband has done something wrong to me in the dream and then I wake up and I'm pissed at him the next morning.
Talk to him, right?
And he's like, I was like, no way, you were mean to me in my dream last night. But the one night he woke me up because I was punching him. I was full on in my dream punching him and the actions were matching the dream. Like,
here's the scariest. Sleep paralysis. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes,
to you?
I get it a lot because I take sleeping pills at night. I get this paralysis where it feels like someone is actually hovering over my face, like a black shadow, a figure is hovering over, but I have sleep paralysis and I can't move to stop them and it feels like they're suffocating me.
I remember it's one horrible. Time I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't open my eyes and I couldn't lift my arm. I felt like an elephant was just sitting on my chest. And I would try, I'd be moving in my bed back and forth, violently, just trying to like get up. I finally rolled off my bed and I crawled. I was able to like move my arms again, but I couldn't open my eyes. And I was so freaking terrified.
Oh my gosh.
So I went to the bathroom and I was splashing water and I just literally took both of my hands and I just separated the eyelid because I couldn't do it myself. I thought I went blind. I swear to God, I thought I went blind.
That's like the creepiest instance of that I've ever heard.
Are they always scary dreams when you can't move?
I don't even remember if I dreamt, though.
For me, there's always some sort of feeling of fear attached to it. Yeah, and I can feel that thing where I'm trying to struggle or cry in my dreams or say help or no or something and it doesn't come out.
That's so creepy.
So let me tell you about a little bit of technology that's on the horizon, maybe closer than we think. If you could actually record those dreams and watch them back, would you want to?
No.
I think sometimes.
Nope.
I think sometimes only because sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh man, that was kind of a good dream. But I don't remember half of it.
Yeah. You want to know like how it starts. Like, how did I get here? I'm always walking around the same neighborhood in many, many different dreams. Like, I can see the same houses. I'm walking down the same streets. It's like really weird. And I want to know. It looks like it could be my childhood neighborhood, but I don't know for sure that it is. Anyway, efforts to unlock one of the mind's greatest mysteries is coming. It is called electromyogram technology, or EMG. What it's going to do is measure nerve impulses to muscles while subjects sleep. Even though you're not actually moving while you dream, information from electrodes connect to an avatar that mimics the individual's dream movement. In addition, the lab will try to decipher your speech in your dreams by placing 5 or 6 electrodes on each participant's lips and throat. So you will actually be able to hear what you're saying in your dream. They're fMRIs. It's functional magnetic resonance imaging, which detects brain activity by looking at your blood flow to reconstruct images from a waking person's mind. I would love to go back and watch it, because what if you have one of those dreams? My grandmother comes to me in my dreams a lot, and I'm having conversations with her. I would love to see if something like this could take her image and actually show it to me again, so I could see her in like a living, moving thing.
Conversations you've had with her, or are they new conversations?
It's new conversations in my dreams where I'm talking to her about like things in my life right now, or she's present in a situation that could only be happening at a time where she's no longer alive. So that's really weird to me.
Yeah.
But
that's a little supernatural too, when something like that comes into play.
Yeah.
I don't think I would want that. My dreams are like really, really weird. I don't have like dreams like you have, Heather. Like, I had a dream once that I lived in the time of Joan of Arc, and I watched her get arrested.
Oh, my gosh.
And I woke up and I just went, well, that was weird.
Sometimes I wonder if like dreams manifest prior lives, like reincarnation. Like, why the hell would you be anywhere near Joan of Arc? Why were you on the Titanic, Ashley?
So I've had this recurring dream before, and my best friend had the exact same dream the same night. We didn't tell each other.
That's some Freddy Krueger shiz.
That is.
A couple, like a week later, we're like, oh my gosh, I had this dream. You were in it. We were on the Titanic, and we were being lowered into the water on one of those safety boats. And she was like, she's like, I'm not even kidding you. I had the exact same dream. And so I brought this up to you a couple weeks ago, and that led to a, what if you were actually on the Titanic?
What, you know, in a prior life? It's scary. So we looked up my grandfather's last name, because they came over from Ireland, and we found somebody that we thought was my great-great-grandmother's brother.
Yeah. Was actually on the list of the list people of that people died that on died. The Titanic.
I don't remember. I know we talked about it, but was this vivid, this dream you said?
Yes.
Like, you remember feeling cold?
I remember feeling,
do you feel cold air on your face?
I remember, you know when you walk into like a musty old restaurant or something
that?
And there's like, and it's like smells musty and dusty, and like just the look of the light kind of dancing around the dust. That's exactly what it looked like.
Oh, no, I don't like that. I don't like
that. I want to know more. Like, you would be such a great case study.
No, like if I find out that they're looking for people for this whole electrode, whatever, record your dreams thing, I am 100% in.
Now, wait, was your best friend, like, do they have, like, relatives or history going back to Ireland? Or
From Italy.
That's so odd.
I don't know.
I don't know. It certainly does beg the question.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we before we got here? I've said this before, that I think that the light that you see, the white light when you die, is really just you coming through a new vajayjay.
Rebirth. I think so too.
Maybe not always as a human though, but yeah. So nay on recording your dreams, or yay?
Yay.
I'm gonna say nay, only because I have enough problems as it is, and I don't want them to go, well, this is why you're thinking like this. Like, I don't need to know that. I don't need any more.
He doesn't need any more complications.
I'm medicated enough.
Oh, join the club, friend. All right, well, thanks for checking out Around the Mic today. We appreciate you giving us a good rating. Tell your friends about it. If you're not subscribed, subscribe so that you always know when we post a new episode. JB Joe can be heard on Sojo weekdays 2 to 7. Ashley is
Me online.
Digital police, you can find her anytime. Catch me online. I'm Heather DeLuca, and yeah, we'll talk to you again next time on Around the Mic.